animal rights groups are faced with a conundrum. How to protect animals which are preying on other animals which themselves need protecting. Feral cats in urban, beach, and forest areas can mean danger for birds and seals, but with no agreement on what to do about the cats, the groups are frustrated by the political inaction. Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has today's reality check. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Bethann. Thanks for having me.
You know, we've had so many conversations about this and with the same kinds of issues that, you know, the cats and what comes from the cats, very dangerous for seals, the fact that the cats prey on birds, many of which we know are endangered. And yet this seems to go on and on and on. And the only thing that the groups can agree on is that these animals are causing problems for each other.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we've got a fundamental disagreement over how to move the ball forward. We've got sticking points at the government level. And at the end of the day, basically nothing is changing.
So what's it going to take for this, you know, standoff to have some sort of action? I mean, no one group is going to be happy, I think, with anything that comes from this. And we hear from a lot of these groups. But the fact that you have an ongoing situation where you have other animals which are being hurt seems to be the real rub.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, to their credit, the Hawaii Conservation Conference last week devoted a lot of time to this and put together some really great panels. You know, they brought in social scientists from NOAA, a professional mediator. They had everyone from the Hawaiian Humane Society, which is the animal welfare side of things, to conservationists and other scientists on the far end. But, you know, my sense of it, too, in watching it was even the panelists themselves are like, you know, this is great that we're devoting time to this. We're glad that we're talking about this. But boy, are we tired of being, you know, up here talking about this. So one of the last things they actually said was, what we really want, regardless of what side you might fall on this, is just to speak up, get involved, be the squeaky wheel with your elected officials, appointed officials, you know, call your council members, call your state reps, and urge them to do something.
That, though, seems to have been happening for quite a while, which sort of brings us back to that same issue of what would have to happen for real action to happen.
You're absolutely right. I think it has to become top of mind, and that's where the squeaky wheel part comes in, because these elected officials obviously are balancing a ton of different interests from their constituents. They're like, fix this, fix that, do this, do that. And it's just not maybe heard loudly enough, I guess, to get their attention.
Or maybe it's going to take animals that are, you know, that are dying that we see more. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. Any way you look at it, there is no great course of action with any of this. And yet it goes on and on. And I guess we're going to hear the conversation continue even more, even based on what we heard from the conference last week.
I think you're absolutely right. And to your point, I mean, we're talking about maybe one of the things that could trigger it being extinction. You know, we're talking about monk seals, one of the most endangered, if not the most endangered marine mammal on the planet. 300 of them, 400 of them in the main Hawaiian Islands, trying to compete with 300,000, 400,000 feral cats.
That's a big sigh for a lot of us in hearing this whole situation. Anyway, thank you for the latest run at it.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat. Today we heard from reporter Nathan Eagle.